The bill would ban so-called sanctuary cities for immigrants in Florida counties and punish local officials who don't cooperate with federal authorities. Municipalities that enforce such policies may be fined up to $5,000 per day. The bill was proposed by Republican Representative Cord Byrd. He said it was intended to reduce crime in Florida.
This bill only applies to someone who has committed a crime and is in custody, when law enforcement is unable to determine their status, and that federal immigration authorities will be contacted to determine whether or not further action needs to be taken.
Under the bill, local governments must report the immigration status of those detained to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Democrat Carlos Guillermo Smith argues that the bill could adversely affect undocumented people who have not committed crimes.
There's over 775,000 undocumented people in the state of Florida, and people have a right to be concerned with such a large population. Those folks have become our family, our chosen family, our neighbors, so it impacts a lot of us in a very personal way.
Byrd said there is no difference in who is subject to this, whether legal, illegal, asylum-seeking immigrants, or U.S. citizens. And Democratic Representative John Cortez pointed to this provision as problematic.
I agree with Byrd's premises on locking up criminals, immigrants who are criminals. I agree with that. Let's lock them up. I have no problems with that. But don't go putting everybody in one category, bundling them up in one category, saying that everybody's a criminal. I have a problem with that.
Democrat Susan Valdez cited the recent influx of immigrants from Venezuela seeking asylum as a result of the recent political turmoil.
Let's think about our Venezuelan brothers and sisters that are fleeing the heartache and the horrible things that's happening in Venezuela. And yet, this bill will potentially hurt some of those very same people that we're trying to help.
Other Democrats argued that the Florida government should not be doing the job of the federal government at the local level. Democrat Richard Stark said immigration policy should be a federal matter.
Being overzealous has not worked. What needs to work on the top level is for our U.S. Congress and Senate to come together and finally come up with some type of palatable immigration reform done on the federal level. This is where immigration policy works. That's where it's supposed to be done.
Republican Thad Altman argued that the bill was intended to address crime in Florida, not to hunt down undocumented immigrants.
This bill is not anti-immigration. This bill is about immigrants that are here illegally, also have even violated the laws of our land. And anytime we allow lawlessness, we're doing an injustice to those who have come to this country through the proper legal process.
Republican Randy Fine said the policy will enforce the process of becoming a documented immigrant. He cited his aide, a legal Russian immigrant.
Now, if any of you have ever called my office to speak to my aide, she is Russian. I jokingly say I keep my spy right in the office.
Fine says,
we can't just say no borders. We have to have a country. We have to regulate it. And so we have to remember that the folks like Anna, who followed the rules, who played by the rules, and who came here, that is who we need to cherish, and that is who we need to recognize.
The bill passed nearly on party lines, with Republicans Vance Alupis of Miami and Orlando's Rene Plasencia joining Democrats in opposition. A Senate version is set to be heard Thursday. The measure is a priority of Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. For WFSU News, I'm Casey Chapter.